This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, March the 11th of 2025. Yep. So listen, I'm going to do something out of the ordinary today because that's what I really want to do. I get this question probably the most out of all questions that I receive. And it's the question of who would you like to interview that you have not interviewed yet on your show? Well, today, because on how things work, we were able to do the interview that I've always wanted to do, but couldn't do it because the person I wanted to interview is no longer alive. So that kind of plays a big factor into it. So with that being said, I want to give you some information on what this interview would have sounded like. And due to technology, we were able to pull it off. So sit back, take a listen, and enjoy this conversation here on Safety FM with Jay Allen. Safety nets. As we continue our conversation on the interplay between technology and human safety, it's my pleasure to introduce a pivotal figure in the field of artificial intelligence. Our guest today, Phil, has been instrumental in advancing AI technologies that play a crucial role in enhancing safety measures across various industries. Phil's work has not only pushed the boundaries of what AI can achieve, but has also shed light on the necessary human oversight required to maintain safety and ethics in technology deployment. His insights are invaluable, particularly in a world increasingly reliant on automated systems. His contributions have emphasized the importance of understanding the balance between human intuition and AI precision, ensuring safety. By integrating human elements with cutting-edge technology, Phil has helped shape safer working environments and more resilient systems. Throughout this episode, we'll delve into the ways AI is being leveraged to improve safety protocols and how Phil's work has impacted these developments. His perspective will provide us with a deeper understanding of where human judgment fits into the digital age, especially when technology might not always perform as expected. Phil, your journey in the AI industry has been truly remarkable. Let's dive into your background and what initially sparked your interest in AI, especially concerning safety.
Well, Jay, it all started in the early 2000s when I was more of a theoretical concept than practical application. I must admit, the idea of creating machines that can think and learn like humans fascinated me. There's a combination of my background in computer science and deep interest in human psychology that led me down this path.
That's interesting. Combining computer science with psychology. How did you leverage these interests to focus on safety?
As I delved deeper into AI, I noticed that technology could greatly enhance safety by predicting and preventing errors before they occur. My team's initial work was in developing algorithms to identify patterns in workplace accidents. We found that certain human errors were predictable. And if machines could learn to recognize these patterns, they could alert humans in real time to prevent accidents.
That's a critical aspect of AI's potential. Can you share a significant project that shaped your approach towards integrating AI in safety protocols?
Certainly. One of the most impactful projects was with a major manufacturing firm. We developed an AI system that monitored machinery and its interaction with workers. The goal was to foresee malfunctions and injuries. It was an eye-opener in demonstrating how AI can significantly reduce workplace incidents by preempting. Success of this project underscored the importance of a proactive approach to safety, which has been a recurring theme in my career.
Your experience clearly reflects a blend of innovation and practicality. It's evident that your contributions have really advanced the field of AI and safety. Transitioning from your impressive background, let's move into how AI's evolution over the years has continually improved safety standards. Now that we've explored Phil's contributions to AA, let's delve into how AI has evolved over the years and the crucial role it plays in enhancing safety protocols today. Phil, given your extensive experience, how would you describe the transformation AA technology has undergone in the context of safety?
Well, Jay, the journey of this safety has been remarkable. Initially, it was mainly used for automating basic tasks with data processing. But over the last decade, we have seen profound advancements. It now helps us in predictive analytics, real-time monitoring, and decision-making processes that are far beyond human capabilities.
It's fascinating to see how as transition from simple automation to such complex functions. Could you give us an example of an area where AI has made a significant impact on safety?
Certainly. Take the automotive industry, for instance. AI has revolutionized vehicle safety systems. Features like automatic emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, and lane keeping assist rely heavily on AI algorithms to enhance driver and passenger safety. These systems actively prevent accidents by analyzing real-time data from various sensors.
And it's not just the automotive industry. AI's impact spreads across multiple sectors. For example, in healthcare, AI is aiding in diagnosing medical conditions more accurately and rapidly, which significantly enhances patient safety.
Exactly, Jay. The incorporation of AI and RS like personalized medicine, hospital management has ensured better outcomes and minimized human error. Moreover, in sectors such as aviation construction, it helps in maintaining equipment safety by predicting failures before they occur, ensuring smoother operations.
With all the sectors AI touches, it's clear that it acts as a backbone for safety enhancements. Have these technological advances changed how organizations approach their safety protocols?
They definitely have. Organizations are increasingly adapting their safety protocols to integrate AI. This forward-thinking approach not only reduces risks, but also maximizes operational efficiency. However, it's important to remember that human oversight remains critical in all these systems.
Absolutely, Phil. While AI has brought about transformative safety measures, the human element is irreplaceable, adding a layer of understanding and ethical reasoning that technology alone cannot replicate. Let's continue exploring how AI's role as a supportive tool for ensuring safety could still face challenges when technology doesn't perform as expected. As we explore the intricacies of AI and safety, it's imperative to address a pivotal aspect. What happens when AI fails? Despite its advancements, AI systems are not infallible. Just like any technical system, they have vulnerabilities that can lead to malfunctions or failures. Phil, you've been deeply involved in this realm and have witnessed these systems at both their best and their worst. Could you share some insights into situations where failures have had a significant impact on safety?
Certainly, Jay. One of the key challenges with AI systems is their dependency on data quality and programming accuracy. In scenarios where data feeds are inaccurate or incomplete, they can make erroneous decisions. A prime example of this is in autonomous vehicles, where misinterpreted sensor data can lead to potentially dangerous situations. In my experience, these errors underscore the importance of maintaining a robust human oversight system.
That's a crucial point, Phil. The idea of a safety net, so to speak, emphasizes the indispensable role of humans in overseeing AI operations. How do you see the human element intervening effectively when AI systems stumble?
Human intervention is critical. One approach is ensuring that AI systems are designed with opt-out or manual override capabilities. Additionally, cultivating a workforce skilled in both AI technology and human critical thinking is vital. When AI fails to perform as expected, these skilled professionals can step in, assess the situation, and make intuitive decisions based on a broader context that AI might not grasp.
Indeed, the human capacity to discern and adapt in real time is something I still cannot fully replicate. As we continue to delve into the dynamics of AI and safety, understanding these limitations fosters a more resilient and responsive safety culture. Phil, you've had firsthand experience with the interplay of technology and human elements in safety systems. Can you share a few case studies where technology failed and human intervention was pivotal in resolving the situation?
Absolutely, Jay. One prominent example that comes to mind is an incident involving autonomous vehicles. There was a scenario where onboard AI misinterpreted a traffic signal due to harsh weather conditions, leading to the vehicle stopping abruptly in dangerous proximity to other cars. It was human monitoring that identified the anomaly and stepped in to manually override the system, preventing a potential multi-car collision.
That's really insightful, Phil. So human oversight was essential in mitigating what could have been a disaster. Are there other instances where the role of the human element in technology systems has been critical?
Yes, there's another case involving ACE predictive maintenance in power plants. An AI system predicted failure of a turbine much earlier than it was anticipated. However, during a routine check initiated by human engineers, they found the prediction to be based on faulty data due to a sensor error. The human element here was vital to cross-verify and correct what could have led to incorrect decisions, saving potentially massive downtime resources.
Fascinating. These examples really highlight the importance of having human elements integrated into technological systems, especially those that involve safety. Could you touch on how your work has influenced advancements in AI safety?
Sure. Integrating safety protocols with technological developments has been a big part of my work. I've advocated for multi-layered safety checks that combine analytical capabilities with human intuition and judgment. This synergy has been crucial in developing more robust systems that are not only innovative, but also safer and more reliable for practical application.
Thank you, Phil. Your insights certainly provide a deeper understanding of the complex relationship between human elements and technology in maintaining safety. Shall we move on to the upcoming discussion on how human judgment compares to AI in safety-critical fields? Following the insightful case studies we've explored, let's delve into a critical discussion about the balance between human judgment and AI capabilities, particularly in safety operations. Phil, you've been a significant force in the AI field, impacting how technologies are designed to support human efforts rather than replace them. How do you see human judgment complementing AI, especially when it comes to ensuring safety?
That's a great question, Jay. While AI has made remarkable strides in processing data and predicting outcomes, it can't replace the nuanced understanding and empathy that humans bring to complex scenarios, especially in safety-critical situations.
With AI's precision and ability to handle massive data sets, there might be a temptation to rely solely on technology. Why do you believe human oversight is indispensable?
Because AI lacks the moral, ethical, and emotional intelligence needed in many safety contexts. Humans are capable of making decisions that account for unexpected variables and ethical considerations that AI simply can't process.
Can you give an example where human judgment made a significant difference that I couldn't have navigated on its own?
Certainly. In emergency scenarios like natural disasters, while AI can provide valuable information on affected areas and predict movement patterns, it's human responders who use their experience and empathy to make real-time, life-saving decisions.
So, while AI plays a supportive role, it's clear that the human element cannot be understated in these operations.
Absolutely, Jay. The aim is to create a synergy where AI augments human capabilities, allowing for more informed decision-making without overshadowing the critical insights and judgments that only humans can provide.
Phil, as we delve into the realm of workplace safety, it's fascinating to see how AI has been integrated across different industries. Could you share some insights on this integration?
Absolutely, Jay. AI in workplace safety has been a transformative force. Many industries, ranging from manufacturing to healthcare, have adopted technologies to predict and mitigate potential hazards. For example, in manufacturing, AI-driven sensors and cameras are used to monitor machinery and ensure they operate within safe parameters, drastically reducing the risk of accidents and downtime.
That's impressive. Are there specific benefits that stand out from these AI implementations, especially concerning employee safety?
One significant benefit is the ability to identify patterns that might not be apparent to human workers. AI can analyze vast amounts of data quickly and detect anomalies or potential failures before they become critical issues. This preemptive approach not only safeguards equipment, but also protects employees from dangerous situations. Furthermore, I can ensure compliance with safety regulations more efficiently, reducing the burden on human workers who might otherwise spend tedious hours on safety checks.
With these advancements, there must be some limitations as well. What are the challenges or limitations you've observed with AI in workplace safety?
The limitations mainly stem from the technology's reliance on data. AI systems require high-quality, relevant data to function accurately. If the data input is flawed, the AI's output will be equally flawed, which can lead to false positives or, worse, missed alarms. Additionally, there is sometimes resistance from the workforce, as employee may hear job losses or feel uncomfortable relying on AI over human judgment, a sentiment that underscores the need for thoughtful integration and training.
Very true. The interplay between AI and human roles is delicate. As we transition to the next topic, I think it's important to keep considering how this integration is managed to maintain a balance between technology and human skills. As we dive deeper into our discussion, Phil, one crucial aspect that often comes into play is the ethical consideration of using AI in the realm of safety. We know it can enhance safety capabilities, but it also comes with its own set of challenges and potential consequences. How do you think organizations should approach these ethical challenges?
Great question, Jay. The reliance on AI safety indeed demands a robust ethical framework. Firstly, organizations should ensure transparency in AI's decision-making processes. This means making the algorithms and data sources as open and understandable as possible for oversight and evaluation.
That's an interesting point. Seems fair to say that transparency helps build trust, which is fundamental when safety is on the line. Aside from transparency, what are some other ethical considerations organizations need to address?
They must also consider bias, Jay. AI systems are only as good as the data they are trained on. If the data contains biases, the AI could perpetuate or even amplify unfair practices. Organizations need to implement diverse data sets and continuous monitoring to catch and correct these biases early on.
Bias in AI is a challenging hurdle. Implementation of diverse data sets seems like a step in the right direction. But what about accountability? Who is held responsible when an AI system fails?
Accountability is another key issue. It should be clear who holds responsibility every step, from the AI developers to the end users. Fair guidelines and frameworks are essential to ensure that when AI systems do not perform as expected, there is a process in place for addressing these failures.
That makes sense. With AI systems becoming increasingly complex, ensuring accountability will likely require industry-wide standards. How do you envision the role of policymakers in crafting these ethical guidelines?
Policymakers have a crucial role to play. They must work closely with technologists and ethicists to create regulations that not only protect the public, but also encourage innovation. Striking this balance is critical to moving forward ethically with AI and safety applications.
It's evident that a collaborative approach is essential for developing ethical AI practices. Phil, thank you for shedding light on these ethical considerations. These insights will be invaluable for organizations as they navigate the complexities of AI and safety. Previously, we delved into the ethical considerations impacting AI. Now let's switch gears a bit and focus on Therit Ahead, specifically how we can navigate the complexities of AI safety. To do this, we have Phil with us, who has been instrumental in shaping AI safety protocols at several leading tech firms.
Thank you, Jay. It's a pleasure to share my insights on this critical subject. As AI continues to evolve, the integration of human oversight alongside technological advancements is crucial. One of the trends we've seen is increase of explainable AI. This is about ensuring that AI systems can offer insights into how they reach decisions. Such transparency is vital for maintaining trust and ensuring safety.
That's a compelling point, Phil. Explainable AI seems to be a game changer in bridging the gap between technology and human understanding. What other innovations do you foresee that might bolster AI safety?
We're looking at advancements in AI monitoring systems, which continuously assess behavior in real time. These systems are designed not only to detect anomalies, but also to predict potential safety risks before they manifest. This proactive approach can significantly enhance safety, especially in high-stakes applications like autonomous driving or healthcare.
proactive safety measures sound pivotal. How do you see these technological advancements complementing human decision-making?
Pima, Ninja Land, creativity still play irreplaceable roles in safety. While AI is excellent at processing vast amounts of data, humans excel in interpreting those findings within complex social contexts. AI can bring issues to our attention, but it's the human perspective that determines the best course of action. This synergy should be the future of AI safety.
It's reassuring to hear that humans will remain at the core of AI safety strategies. Your insights into future trends are invaluable, Phil. I think our listeners will certainly appreciate this forward-looking perspective as we continue to explore the domain of AI safety. As we transition from this discussion in our next segment, we're going to delve into your notable contributions to the field, which have left a significant mark on the industry. As we continue our discussion, I want to delve into some of Phil's most notable contributions to the field of artificial intelligence, especially in enhancing safety standards. Phil, your work has been instrumental in shaping how AI systems can be both innovative and safe. Can you share with us some stories or examples of your most significant projects in this area?
Certainly, Jay. One of the projects I'm most proud of is the development of AI protocols to prioritize human safety in autonomous vehicles. We work tirelessly to ensure that these systems are able to predict and respond to human behavior in real time, significantly reducing the potential for accidents.
That sounds like a crucial advancement in vehicle safety. Could you elaborate on how your team achieved this?
We integrated a combination of machine learning algorithms with behavioral data analytics. By simulating thousands of potential real scenarios, our AI systems learned to handle unexpected events with higher accuracy and caution. It was about preparing for the unpredictable and integrating a safety-first mindset into every stage of development.
Incredible. And your impact isn't limited to just autonomous vehicles, right? You've also worked on AI applications for healthcare safety.
Yes, exactly. In healthcare, I've been involved in designing AI systems that assist in patient monitoring and error prevention and medication dispensing. Our focus will enhance precision and reliability. Ensuring that human error is minimized and patient safety is maximized.
Those applications surely underscore the transformative power of AI in safety. It's evident that by embedding safety into these systems from the outset, you're setting a standard for future AI developments. Your contributions have truly paved the way for AI to be seen as a tool for safeguarding human well-being.
Thank you, Jay. It's a tenuous process, but seeing the tangible impact on people's lives and industries keeps the motivation strong.
As we continue to dive deeper into the intersection of artificial intelligence and safety, it's important to reflect on the journeys and experiences of those who've been pivotal in shaping these advancements. Phil, your involvement in AI projects has been noteworthy, particularly for their human-centric focus.
Absolutely, Jay. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that technology, regardless of how advanced, cannot replace the importance of human intuition and oversight. Early on, we witnessed several instances of over-reliance on AI-led oversight of crucial safety protocols.
That's a crucial point. Can you elaborate on a specific instance where AI's capabilities were underestimated and how you corrected course?
Sure. In one of our early projects involving autonomous transportation, there was an incident where the machine learning model faced unforeseen environmental variables. It struggled to make accurate decisions because these variables were not part of its training data. This event taught us the importance of incorporating diverse scenarios into the training phases of AI systems.
Interesting. So how did that experience influence the way your team approached subsequent projects?
We started implementing robust testing protocols that simulated a wide range of operational conditions, both typical and ethical. This allowed us to better prepare the AI for real-world applications. In addition, we placed greater emphasis on cross-disciplinary collaboration, ensuring tech solutions align with industry-specific safety standards.
It seems like these past experiences have significantly shaped your current practices. Are there any other lessons that have been particularly impactful in your AI journey?
Another key lesson was the importance of transparency and communication. The systems can make incredibly fast calculations, but understanding those calculations is crucial for trust. We integrated more interpretable machine learning models that make it easier for human operators to understand trust their decisions, fostering a better relationship between human and machine.
That's an essential aspect of ensuring safety isn't compromised as we advance. Your insights truly outline a tactical way forward for integrating AI with human elements within safety applications. As we continue our conversation on the human factors involved in the integration of AI into safety critical fields, it's crucial to delve into another key component, the role of human training. Phil, given your extensive background in AI, how do you see training shaping the effectiveness of AI systems when humans are part of the equation?
That's an excellent question, Jay. Training is absolutely fundamental when it comes to ensuring that humans can effectively collaborate with AI systems. One of the main goals is to foster a deeper understanding of how AI algorithms work and their limitations so that operators can make informed decisions and intervene appropriately when necessary.
So are we talking about basic technical training, or is there more nuance to it?
Certainly more nuance. It involves both technical education and developing a sense of intuition about AI behaviors. Humans need to be trained not just in operating technology, but also in interpreting AI outputs and understanding the context in which these systems function. This is especially relevant in safety-critical environments where the stakes are higher.
It seems like nurturing this intuition would require a significant cultural shift within organizations. How are companies responding to this need?
You're spot on, Jake. A cultural shift is needed. Many organizations are already on this path. They're investing in continuous education and retraining programs, encouraging a collaborative environment where human insight and AI capabilities complement each other is key to moving forward.
Interesting. And in your opinion, what are some effective strategies or practices organizations can adopt to enhance training programs?
Well, robust training programs should include realistic simulations and hands-on experiences that mimic real-life scenarios. This helps employees understand the dynamics of working with AI in the actual environment. Additionally, cross-disciplinary training, where teams from different backgrounds learn to work together with AI, can also heighten situational awareness and collaborative problem-solving skills.
That's insightful. As someone who has significantly influenced the development of AI technologies, do you think there's enough being done currently to integrate this into safety-critical sectors?
There has been progress, but there's always room for improvement. Continual investment and commitment to enhancing human AI collaboration through training will be crucial. It's about creating an adaptable workforce that is prepared to face the evolving challenges of innovation.
Thanks for those insights, Phil. As we consider how training impacts the overall safety dynamics with AI, it's clear there's much to consider in this ever-evolving landscape. Phil, as we transition from the discussion on human training, I'm curious about the role of community engagement in enhancing AI safety standards. From your perspective, how crucial is it for communities, especially those directly affected by AI technologies, to be involved in discussions about safety and development?
Jay, community engagement is absolutely essential. When communities are actively involved, they provide diverse perspectives and insights that developers and companies might not consider. This helps in identifying potential risks and ethical concerns earlier, leading to safer AI developments.
That's a great point, Phil. How do you see the education factor playing a role here? Is there a gap in understanding AI within communities, and how can we address it?
Education is pivotal in bridging the gap. Many people are not well-versed in how AI actually impacts their daily lives, which can lead to mistrust or misuse. By educating communities on the basics of AI and its implications, they can better engage in meaningful dialogues about safety and contribute to creating standards that are not only technologically sound, but also ethically responsible.
In your experience, what are some successful examples of community engagement that have led to improved safety standards in AI?
A successful example would be community workshops, where AI developers collaborate with local stakeholders to address specific concerns These workshops often result in actionable insights that directly feed into the safety standards of the technological products being developed. This kind of act of two-way communication is vital for creating systems that are not only efficient, but also safe and trustworthy.
It sounds like involving the community can really make a difference in creating AI systems that align with societal values. How do we ensure that this engagement is not just a one-off event, but a continuous process?
To ensure continuous engagement, it should be institutionalized within the AI development process. This could involve setting up advisory councils that include community representatives or establishing regular checkpoints where feedback is actively sought and incorporated. Continuous education programs can also be maintained to keep communities informed about the latest developments and their implications for safety.
This ongoing dialogue seems essential to maintaining trust between AI developers and the communities they serve. As we continue to build more advanced AI understanding and integrating these human elements will undoubtedly shape a safer and more ethical path forward. And as we delve deeper into the human elements of safety, one cannot overlook the role of individuals who drive this change. Here with me is someone who is not just a witness, but a significant contributor to the integration of AI in safety.
Thanks, Jay. It's been an incredible journey to see how I can bolster human efforts and make environments safer. Early in my career, I was struck by a situation where human oversight alone couldn't predict an accident that could have been averted with even basic AI implementation.
That sounds like a pivotal moment. Could you share more about how exactly that shaped your approach to merging AI with human intuition?
Absolutely. In that situation, the oversight resulted in injuries that could have been avoided. It made me passionate about finding ways to use AI go beyond human capabilities, not replace them, but support them. When humans and AI collaborate, the potential for safety enhancement is enormous.
It must feel rewarding to know that your work helps prevent such incidents. Is there a particular challenge you faced in getting others to see the value of integrating AI with the human touch?
Definitely. One of the biggest challenges was the skepticism around AI taking over jobs. I often had to demonstrate that AI's role is complementary. It's about giving professionals additional tools to make better decisions, not taking decisions away from them.
And those insights undoubtedly help shape the landscape of AI and safety. I think many find it reassuring to know that the human element remained a priority in your efforts.
Yes. And it's important to continue emphasizing that partnership. It provides data and potential solutions, but all ultimately, humans interpret and implement these for the best results.
Thank you, Phil, for sharing these personal insights. It sets a profound context as we explore further into how collaborations can push these boundaries even further. Transitioning from our personal reflections, it's important to examine how the collaborative spirit and technology can fundamentally transform AI safety. Phil, I know that your work has often involved bringing together different sectors to enhance safety protocols. Can you share more about your experiences in fostering collaborations between tech professionals and safety experts?
Absolutely, Jay. Throughout my career, I've seen firsthand the power of partnerships. For instance, by incorporating feedback from safety experts early in the development process of AI systems, we've been able to design more robust safety measures. These collaborations ensure that as technology evolves, it does so with a foundational understanding of potential hazards, making them not only more innovative, but also more secure.
It's fascinating to hear how these interdisciplinary efforts contribute to advancements in technology. Do you find there are particular challenges when integrating the insights of safety experts with tech development teams?
Certainly. One challenge is the difference in language and priorities. Tech teams often focus on scalability and efficiency, while safety experts are more concerned with risk mitigation and user protection. Successful collaborations require establishing a common language and set of goals. It's about creating a bridge where each party sees the value in the other's perspective, which ultimately drives innovation forward.
That makes a lot of sense. It seems that finding that common ground is essential for functional partnerships that not only advance technology, but also ensure user safety. How have these collaborations impacted the broader AI safety landscape?
The impact has been substantial. By involving safety experts from the outset, we move towards a more proactive approach to safety in AI. Rather than reacting to failures or breaches, we are embedding safety at every level of design and implementation. This shift is gradually reshaping industry standards and expectations, ultimately leading to more trust in AI systems from the public and regulatory vision.
Creating that trust is pivotal, especially as AI becomes more integrated into daily life. Thank you, Phil, for sharing your insights. As we move forward, it's clear that the confluence of tech expertise and safety considerations will be crucial in advancing AI responsibly. Phil, throughout your career in AI, you've undoubtedly faced numerous challenges. Could you share some of the most significant ones and how you've managed to overcome them?
Certainly, Jay. One of the biggest challenges has been ensuring the alignment of ASINs with human values. This is a complex task because it requires a deep understanding of both human ethics and the technical aspects of AI design. To tackle this, I've always prioritized interdisciplinary collaboration, drawing insights from fields like psychology and ethics, and integrating those perspectives into a development.
Sounds like a comprehensive approach. Was there ever a particular moment that tested your resilience?
Absolutely. I remember a project where we were developing for critical infrastructure. There was immense pressure because any malfunction could have serious consequences. During testing, we encountered unexpected behavior from the AI that set us back significantly. It was a tense time, but by fostering a culture of openness and continuous learning within our team, we managed to reassess protocols, learn from the setback, and eventually succeed.
It's inspiring to hear how important resilience is in your work. What do you think has been essential to maintaining foresight when faced with unforeseen challenges?
It's all about anticipating change and preparing for it. In AI, technology evolves rapidly, so maintaining a forward-thinking mindset is essential. I make it a priority to stay informed on technological trends and potential ethical issues. Having a resilient helps too. It allows you to adapt strategies and be proactive rather than reactive.
Thank you for sharing these insights, Phil. It's clear that overcoming challenges in AI requires not just technical knowledge, but also a strong ethical foundation and a forward-thinking perspective. As we continue our conversation, let's delve deeper into how these aspects contribute to a smoother integration of AI into our society. As we delve deeper into the realm of artificial intelligence, it's crucial to underscore the importance of maintaining that human touch within AI applications. Phil, with your extensive experience, what are your thoughts on how AI can sometimes distort or enhance the human element?
Well, Jay, has undeniably revolutionized factors, including safety, but preserving the human touch is essential. I should ideally serve as an augmentation rather than the replacement of human capabilities. The human element is critical in making contextual decisions that I might not fully comprehend.
That's a valid point, Phil. Often, the lack of emotional intelligence in AI can lead to oversight in sensitive situations. How do you see the role of human judgment evolving with AI technologies advancing?
It's imperative that humans remain in the loop, particularly in critical safety applications. It can handle massive amounts of data and recognize patterns, but human judgment is crucial in interpreting these results, especially in nuanced scenarios where ethical considerations come into play.
Indeed, ethical considerations are pivotal. How do you suggest organizations balance between leveraging AI and ensuring the irreplaceable value of human intervention?
Organizations should focus on creating hybrids of AI in human teams, investing in training that enhances human analytical skills to work alongside AI technologies is vital. By doing so, we ensure that AI becomes a tool that empowers rather than replaces the human workforce.
It's fascinating to think about AI as a collaborative partner rather than just a tool. Do you have examples where this human AI synergy has led to significant safety improvements?
Certainly. In the automotive industry, for instance, eye-driven systems alert drivers on potential hazards, but it's ultimately the human driver who assesses the situation and responds accordingly. Similarly, in healthcare, I can flag anomalies, yet doctors are essential for applying the appropriate medical treatments.
Thank you for those insights, Phil. It makes a strong case for recognizing and preserving the human touch when deploying AI in safety-critical sectors.
Absolutely. Maintaining this balance ensures that safety progresses sustainably while safeguarding humans' intuitive moral judgment capabilities.
Thank you, Phil, for this deep dive into the human elements in safety and the impact of AI. Your insights have been invaluable.
Thank you, Jay. Enjoyed our discussion, and I'm glad to share my perspectives on such a pivotal topic.
Throughout our conversation, we've explored how AI, while a powerful tool, still needs the balance of human oversight to ensure safety and ethical application. Phil, your contributions to advancing AI technology while keeping the human aspect in focus have truly been groundbreaking. As we wrap up, it's important to remember that technology is only as effective as the humans who implement and manage it. Thank you again, Phil, for joining us today and for your enduring impact on making AI both innovative and human-centric.
Thank you, Jay. It was a pleasure to be here. I look forward to seeing where technology and human synergy take us next.
Well, what did you think? That would have been the conversation. Now, here's the kind of the interesting part about the whole thing. I did not say a single word that was done in that interview. And of course, neither did my guest, because the guest is no longer alive. So with that being said, artificial intelligence has gotten to the point now that most people can't tell the difference of if it's real or if it's fake. And that's what I warned you to see today, or really take a listen to. So that would have been the interview, with AI driving the course of the whole thing. The only thing that I did was said who I wanted to interview and what I wanted the information to be about. That was it. It did everything else on its own. It's kind of strange, the world that we're getting into now. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.